Good evening, everyone. Boisterous Thompson, eager as ever to get to a new story. We're starting a new book tonight on Bedtime Stories with Thompson. This is one of my absolute favorite books of all time. The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. By Daniel Defoe. Thompson's very excited. About the author, Daniel Defoe was born in London in 1660. After many years of studying for the ministry, Daniel decided that a religious life did not suit him. He chose, instead, to become a merchant. He traveled widely and built up a successful business. During this period, he married and started raising a family. But in 1692, his business failed, leaving the 32-year-old Defoe heavily in debt, with a wife and six children to support. Since he had always been interested in politics, he tried making his living by writing political articles for newspapers. These articles often criticized the king and the ruling party. As a result, Defoe spent many years in and out of prison for writing his thoughts on politics. Since his political writings had brought only troubles and increasing debts, Defoe turned to fiction writing. His first novel, written in 1719, when Defoe was nearly 60 years old, was to become one of the best-known adventure stories in the world. That novel was Robinson Crusoe, a story which still thrills readers today, more than 250 years later. Robinson Crusoe brought Defoe great success and helped him pay back part of his debts. He continued writing novels such as Moll Flanders, Colonel Jack, and two other Robinson Crusoe stories, but his creditors always seemed to be one step behind him. During his last years, Defoe was a sick, lonely old man, hunted by his creditors and abandoned by his ungrateful children. He died in 1731 at the age of 71, as alone and frightened as his hero, Robinson, had been during his 28 years on a deserted island.
Why?
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, why does he lose her family?
His kids abandoned him because he didn't have money anymore. And, people do that to each other, even today, and it's very sad, and it should not be that way. You should never abandon your family. Lord knows it's hard to deal with them sometimes, but come on. Family. Love. Unconditional. It's blood. It's not an option. So, characters you will meet. Robinson Crusoe, a merchant seaman cast ashore on an uninhabited island. Friday, a young native who becomes Robinson Crusoe's faithful servant. The Spaniard, a prisoner of the cannibals. Friday's father, another prisoner of the cannibals who is rescued by his own son. The captain of a ship which comes to the island. Chapter 1, Robinson's Early Adventures.
"Robinson, if you go to sea, your life will be one of misery," said Mr. Crusoe, "and you will live to regret it."
But 18-year-old Robinson Crusoe was not moved by his father's words or by the old man's tears. The only thing he wanted in life was to go to sea to make his fortune. He didn't want to study law as his father had hoped. He didn't want to share in his family's successful business as his mother had hoped.
"Just one voyage," argued Robinson, "and if I do not like it, I shall return and stay here with the family in Yorkshire."
But Mr. and Mrs. Crusoe would not give their consent. A sailor's life was a dangerous one. Storms were regular occurrences at sea, as were stories. Their winds often blew ships off course, and even worse, dashed them to pieces against rocks or sandbars. Many lives were lost this way. Then, too, there was the danger of pirates who attacked the merchant ships, stole their cargo, and killed their crew. No, Mr. and Mrs. Crusoe decided they could not give their consent and be part of the destruction of their son. So for another year, Robinson could only dream of going to sea. One day, he was visiting a friend in the seaport town of Hull. Robinson learned that the boy's father, a sea captain, was setting sail on a short voyage down the English coast to London. An invitation to come on board and sail as the captain's guest was too much for Robinson to resist. So, on the 1st of September, in the year 1651,
Robinson Crusoe began the first of many adventures which would take him to Africa, to South America, and to an island in the Caribbean Sea before he ever returned to English soil again. On his first voyage, Robinson learned what it was like to be violently seasick when his ship was caught in a storm. He learned how fierce and destructive a storm at sea could be, and how he felt being at the mercy of raging waves and driving winds. But all the fear and the seasickness were soon forgotten once Robinson was rescued and returned to dry land. Soon after that, he set sail on his second voyage, this time to the coast of Africa. He learned how to become a successful trader with the natives. He learned the terror of being attacked and captured by a band of pirates. He learned the misery of life as a slave to the pirate captain, and the joy of escaping in the captain's small fishing boat. When Robinson was finally rescued from the sea, it was by a Portuguese merchant ship heading to the South American country of Brazil. In Brazil, Robinson went to work on a sugar plantation, and after several years, he bought a plantation of his own. He ran his plantation successfully for several years and made many friends among the other planters. When the planters realized that they needed extra help to run their plantations, they asked Robinson if he would make a voyage to Africa to buy slaves for them. The African natives made very good, loyal workers. Besides, Robinson had been to Africa before and knew how to trade with the natives. Yet he had a very successful plantation built up over the years. To leave it now and go on such a dangerous voyage across the Atlantic Ocean might seem foolish or mad. But the idea of another sea voyage excited Robinson, so he agreed to go. The other planters promised to take care of Robinson's plantation while he was gone, and also to follow the instructions in his will if he did not return. So on the 1st of September in the year 1659, 8 years to the day, he boarded his first ship at Hull, England. Robinson Crusoe set sail from São Salvador, Brazil. This voyage was to become the greatest adventure of his or any man's lifetime. End of chapter 1.
Coming up next,
chapter 2. What did you think of the first chapter, Thompson?
It was awesome. But what about his mother and his father?
That's the author, not Robinson Crusoe. Oh, what about Robinson Crusoe's? Well, I guess they stayed back in England, and that was the end of them. He moved off into the world. He left his mom and dad behind. That's interesting, because that would be sort of what Daniel Defoe, the author's kids, did to him. So maybe he's, by writing this, maybe him, the author, when he was writing this about that, was hoping for the best. I don't know. We'll see. Next time, chapter 2.